Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We really do have a rare treat for you. He has done a handful of radio interviews in his, 14-plus years more on talk radio. Former news, TV producer, researcher, journalist, Jeff Rentz, Rentz.com. And we've got a big fat link to it up on Infowars.com. I know we've been holding callers for about an hour, so we're going to go to your calls now, get some of the oldest calls out of the way, hear what you have to say. Then we're going to get into the North American Union, play this little three-minute Lou Dobbs clip, very informative, play a few other clips on other key issues and get Jeff Rentz's take on that. And then we're going to talk about the war, the casualties. This is going to be a jam-packed third hour on this Friday edition. Right now, let's talk to Dwayne in New Mexico. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call, man.
Thanks
love
for calling.
Love Rentz.com, too. Thank you for everything you guys do. I just had a quick, I wanted to get your guys' take on something. I was talking to a buddy of mine yesterday, and we've been hearing all this stuff about the Democrats and their hate crime legislation that they want to get through with hate speech, so on and so forth, and people are talking about banning words now after we just had this Michael Freemason Richards rant at black people. He just
well, the neocons are all over radio saying ban our speech. They're naming me by name. Callers are now calling in saying they want to beat me up. I shouldn't have free speech. So, yes, we're starting to hurt them, so they're moving in now. I think it's going to wake more folks up. You want to comment on this, Jeff?
I'll tell you this. If the hate law is passed, this country is going to be shaken right down to the core. I think you'll see legal action filed by all kinds of groups and individuals against the full spectrum of talk radio and talk television. I think O'Reilly will be nailed with a suit by the Muslim community in this country, and rightly so. I don't think it can stand, because those on the controlling edge of the spectrum are going to get hit with it just as hard as us. That's
and,
my feeling.
But they're going to selectively enforce it.
Well, you got corrupt judges. Yeah, it could happen. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see, but I think first and foremost we have to prevent it from being passed, and that means get on the phone to all those phonies in Congress and tell them personally, you vote for this and you're out. They'll listen.
And is the fact that Michael Richards happens to be a 32nd degree Freemason of New York right, is that coincidence?
Well, I said day one, I bet they just released something new. And they just released a new box set of Seinfeld, and the AP report was, I've got it here in the stack, it's some headline like, despite comments by Richards, Seinfeld rockets to number one on the charts. So it was, and they just so happened to have Jerry Seinfeld queued up that night for Letterman weeks before. It's all staged, and then they'll use it doubly to, oh yeah, we got to have a hate crimes law.
Yeah, figures.
Pretty slick.
Excellent. Well, thanks, guys. Can you mind if I plug my site real quick? I do a weekly radio show on Sundays. I know people are going to be listening to you, so they can actually listen to the podcast at revolution2008.net.
All right. Appreciate your call. Yeah, I do a Sunday show from 4 to 6 p.m. on KLBJ. A lot of our weekday affiliates have picked it up, and we're very thankful for that. Jeff, what do you see happening in the old line media, because there is a segment waking up. There is a big segment tuning out of television now. A lot of people are waking up to what's happening with this matrix. Where do you see that going?
The old line media, meaning what exactly?
You know, cable television, newspapers.
I don't know. When you got six corporations controlling 90% of America's media, I don't really hold out a lot of optimism for any major change. You've seen Lou Dobbs, you've seen certainly Keith Olbermann. Those two guys, I think, are carrying the torch for a lot of us. And I hope that Olbermann is being supported at the highest levels of MSNBC with respect to all the text he's been putting out there. That would give me some cause, I think, to be optimistic that there is potential change within the old line media. That in and of itself is a light to me.
Sure. Well, when we get back, though, I'm going to go over a few of the positive facets of this and take more calls, because I want to get your take on the fact that mainstream media is losing market share.
It's
each year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
The Japanese have used magnetic therapy for thousands of years, and it's more popular today than ever before. Established in 2000, Arizona Unipole Magnetics, AUM, is the number one online source for the superb Dr. Philpott-approved Polar Power Magnetics. Now offering a complete line of these fine magnetics in an easy-to-read mail-order catalog. No hyped-up product descriptions to waste your time, just the facts. Unique polar-powered magnetics are designed to apply only the negative magnetic field to the body, and they're the only magnetics used in Dr. Philpott's research. Proven safe with over 23 years of documented research, now GCN listeners can order the polar-powered ceramic block biomagnet and get a discount. This is the workhorse of all biomagnets. Just mention GCN when you place your order. Visit azunimags.com. That's A-Z-U-N, as in North, I-M-A-G-S.com. Or call toll-free to order and request a catalog. 888-442-0449. That's 888-442-0449.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I always love taking your calls because it takes us in so many different directions. Jeff Rentz, riding shotgun with us on this live Friday edition, the first day of December, 2006. We'll be getting into the American Union, a Lou Dobbs clip, and a bunch of other news, what's happening with our currency, the dollar, and so much more. But let's continue to go through your phone calls right now. Let's talk to Dave in New York. Dave, welcome.
Alex, phenomenal show.
Thank you.
In the beginning, you started talking about smoking. And the thing, my take on it, I ended up with a trach, and everybody thinks that I had cancer, but it had something else to do with a totally different thing. But anyway, the doctor said, you don't smoke. I said, you know, step out on Main Street USA. Don't complain to me about smoking, because I don't smoke that much anyway. But, you know, they use this big propaganda about smoke is unbelievable compared to the exhaust fumes that come out of vehicles and everything else, but they won't shut them down. The other thing is the tax on the cigarette. Cigarette smokers pay more tax than most people anyway. And another thing is, when they sued the tobacco companies, what do they do with all that money? Hospitals are closing down all over the place.
Oh, no, they've used it for, quote, education, which they then use to brainwash the public. I'm going to let you go because your phone's real bad, but I appreciate your call. And to recap what I was saying in the first hour, smoking is very bad for you. And what's even worse than tobacco and the tar and the rest of it is all the other chemicals they add. But
there are over 100 of them in the paper.
Exactly. But what I'm getting at here is the government doesn't care about you and you know, want you to quit smoking because they love you. they're cornering the market to tax and control something. They're exporting it to China, India. These are the big growth markets. They're setting the precedent for the control freak nanny state where they're going to tell you what you can eat, what you can do, what you can do in your own house. So this is the road to hell. You want to comment, Jeff?
Yeah, well, beside that, there's big money in cancer. $1.2 million is generated by the average cancer patient in this country. And smoking, whether it be firsthand, secondhand, is a prime contributor to building the body into a diseased condition. They know what they're doing.
Well, that's right. They take the person's life savings, and they always get it at the end.
Sure.
And it's documented. And by documented, I mean I've read the medical reports, the studies. Back in the 20s and 30s, all the big research facilities in the country were being funded by John D. Rockefeller. He funded the big eugenics programs in Nazi Germany. I have the New York Times articles from the 20s about how great he is and how good the Fuhrer is. And I mean, this is and how great the Nazis are going to be going right up into the 40s. And they literally have engineered a society that is, and the cancer viruses, all of it. This is part of the larger eugenics program. Jeff, can you speak to that?
Well, interesting you'd mention Adolf Hitler, because it's been recently admitted, and I knew this a long time ago, that Nazi Germany under Hitler was literally decades ahead of all other countries in the world in promoting health reforms that we today regard as generally progressive or socially responsible, including a massive anti-smoking campaign in Nazi Germany, restrictions on asbestos, pesticides, and food coloring. Now, this isn't Nazi Germany in the 30s. You don't hear about that, do you? Nothing. So, again, it's managed. All the news, history is written by the winners. It's shaped and constantly rewritten to serve the purposes of our masters today, which basically form a relatively small group, a very diverse group of global players who've been they've been the planners and the instigators behind globalization, as you know, Alex, and many of you listening know, for decades. They continue to push their agenda nonstop, 24/7, and use the American two-party political system pretty much as the perfect misdirection sideshow foil to keep people looking the other way. But they change constantly through the media, our habits. They're training our children to be literally servants to the matrix. They're in it, most of them already. And the primary driving force, many of you say, well, why are they doing it? It's all about greed and a lust for power. This is what it's all about. And they don't care. Look at, I've got one story at Rents.com, Alex. You probably have it up at one of your sites. It's called The Global Elite, Who Are They? And I would urge all of you to read it. It's up in my featured stories. Just scan down there and read who's in the Trilateral Commission. Read it. Just understand. This is the Congress of the Global Elite Controllers, basically. And they meet and they talk and they decide what's going to happen. It's right out there in front, hiding it in plain sight.
In fact, speaking of that, I played this yesterday. Here's Dick Cheney at a CFR meeting on national television bragging that he kept it secret from his constituents that he was the director of the Council on Foreign Relations. Here it is.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
Now, there's a more lengthy clip, and the post under it was what I found to be more important than the clip. Neocons got on there calling us liberals, saying that he didn't run the CFR, he wasn't part of it, that he fought it, and that, you know, he and George Bush are wonderful people. When it's video of him saying it, they still deny it. What do you call that type of willful ignorance, Jeff?
There are many words you can lay on that, but let me say one quick thing about the Council on Foreign Relations, Alex, not to change the subject. This goes back to the 1950s. The CFR was explicit about the need for a world government. This is nothing new. And when Dick Cheney says it's good to be back, he's been a member for a long time, this is literally a control mechanism along with the Trilateral Commission. David Rockefeller, all these people, read who's in it, understand what the agenda is and why we are in the state of affairs we are now.
But they don't even attempt to hide it now.
No, no.
But the public was preconditioned that it didn't exist, so when they're saying world government's here,
it doesn't register.
People attack us and say it's not real video of Dick Cheney.
That's right. Well, yeah. It's true. It's true.
We're going to go to more calls in a moment, but here's a little clip, Jeff, of Lou Dobbs. I don't know if you caught this.
I don't watch TV, so I missed it.
You missed it, but you know, they're on the web. That's where I seem to watch TVs, on the web. Here it is, talking about the North American Union. Now, remember, this is watered down. We'll give you the facts after you hear this clip.
When Mexican President Vicente Fox leaves office this week and Felipe Calderon takes his place, President Bush will be the last of the so-called three amigos. Bush, Fox, and, of course, Canadian Prime Minister Paul Martin were the originators of the so-called Security and Prosperity Partnership, which critics call nothing more than a North American Union. It means open borders, commerce at all costs, and by the way, without the approval of either American voters or the U.S. Congress. Christine Romans reports.
Waco, Texas, 2005. Under these three men, the Security and Prosperity Partnership was born. An effort, the government say, to harmonize regulations and increase cooperation between three very different countries. The Mexican president in Cancun this spring.
We need to elevate the competitiveness of our economies.
And a new Canadian prime minister joining the discussions as this North American partnership barrels ahead, with departments and ministries of all three governments working quickly to integrate North America by 2010. The official progress report boasting, quote, implementation is on track. And now Mexico's new president, Felipe Calderon, widely expected to keep the progress moving. Critics, though, say there's too little transparency and no congressional oversight.
There's nothing wrong with neighboring governments talking to each other, synchronizing their watches to make sure they're all on the same page in the cases of emergency or on trade issues or even on the flows of goods and people. But if policies are being made that the American people might oppose or that are contrary to the law, especially as it relates to immigration, they're doing something a bit more nefarious.
He points to SPP documents urging the free flow of goods and people across borders and a wish list from business interests that borders remain open during a flu pandemic. Worse, critics say foreign policy elites are promoting a European-style union, erasing borders between the three countries and eventually moving to a single North American currency called the Amaro. A Commerce Department spokesman, however, denies this, quote, there is absolutely no plan for a common currency.
Speculation about that erupted again this week after some in the Canadian business contingent included it on a list of their long-term goals for the SPP. But people involved with the partnership between the three countries are very quick to distance themselves, Lou, from that very, very unpopular idea.
The fact is, and everyone watching you and that report tonight, for any American to think that it is acceptable for the President of the United States and this executive department of his government, his administration, our government, to proceed without the approval of Congress or a dialogue and a debate and a public voice from the people of this country is absolutely unconscionable.
The defense of those folks who are saying that they're involved with the SPP is that they're not doing anything that would require congressional approval or voter approval. They're just harmonizing the regulations between the three countries.
What they're doing is creating a brave new world, an Orwellian world, in which the will of the people is absolutely irrelevant. And I think we've had a sampling of what's going to happen to people who do that in the future. I can't imagine this standing. But then again, I couldn't imagine its beginning, nor the fact that it's gotten this far. Christine, thank you. Christine.
Okay, so
bravo, Lou Dobbs. Well done.
And no so way. What's happening here is that Bush and Martin and Fox didn't start this. It was being built decades ago.
Exactly.
Now they're announcing it to everyone. And under this, you have no Bill of Rights, you have no free speech, and it's not even a, quote, free trade deal. It's merging the continent right now.
No, excuse me, harmonizing it. They're just harmonizing it, Alex.
They're just integrating it. What?
Just a little harmony, just comparing notes in case of a disaster. And did you get the part about that borders remain open during flu pandemics? Whoa. Look out, gang. And by the way, Mr. Calderon, of course, the fraudulently elected successor to Fox in that stolen election that outraged Mexicans is going to carry on the same agenda. And if any of you know anything about the upper levels of Mexican government, you'll know that most of it is Zionist with Latin surnames. If you've ever studied it, those are the facts. Same people, those are neocon Zionists down there.
We'll be right back. Got a break. Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
All right, let's continue with calls, and then we're going to get back into the war, back into what's happening in Iraq, what's happening here in the United States. But before we did that, yeah, Mexico, I learned this long before I saw this in some of the Mexican publications here in this country. I was looking at the Mexican Congress probably about 7-8 years ago, and I noticed they all had, not all, I'd say about half, didn't even have names like Gonzalez or, you know, Spanish surnames. It was like Schmidt and Kruger and Johnson and Schwartz. And so, yeah, a lot of European names, a lot of Jewish names. What is going on? And they're all like 6'8" or something. They're all like giants. And, you know, I'm a little short guy, 5'10", but the point is, you know, I'm a giant compared to a lot of the folks in southern Mexico at 5 feet tall. I mean, who is this foreign elite? Well, the Mexicans down there know it, and they've been burning a bunch of cities this last month, Jeff.
Well, they had their presidential election stolen like we did, probably even more outrageously, and they know it. Yes, they have taken to the streets in the hundreds of thousands, and so far they haven't been successful. The globalists just keep pushing forward. They just ignore it and deal with it if they have to. But it's a tough situation for them. But they got their wake-up call. They know. They know who's controlling their country now.
But don't the Aslan take over the Southwest people? Because I've read their publications. They admit the New World Order is doing this. Don't they know the New World Order is behind getting rid of the borders and using them to break down the U.S.? Well, I've talked to them. They say, yeah, we know that. But
they
we're
do
gonna,
know that.
But we're going to double-cross them, and we're going to get both of you.
That's what they think. Good luck. I think they're going to ride the coattails of us and regain their homeland. They're in shackles just as much as the rest of their people.
All they're doing is knocking down the one last free country where they had a chance to have freedom.
True. That's exactly right.
Let's take a call. Let's go ahead and talk to Greg in Illinois. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Glad to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind... And I don't mean to rub salt into a wound, but what Troy from West Virginia was talking about, not only did he insult you, but he insulted your listeners, which I'm one of them. And everything that you were saying is exactly true about the... problem with the child prostitution and the White House. If this Troy guy is listening, he can. Let me tell you something else.
He doesn't care. He doesn't think there's a North American Union.
Well,
he said Dick Cheney should sue me, which I hope he would. It's been in the Washington Post. It's been in the Washington Times. The male prostitutes, the underage children back in the late 80s. Gannon, the male prostitute, Bohemian Grove.
The Franklin cover-up.
I mean, I'm just, and these people can't. But, I mean, if he doesn't know there's a North American Union, when Lou Dobbs is talking about it, you can't help him. But go ahead, caller. I'm sorry.
No. But everything you're saying is true. I, like you, heard some rumors about this, and I investigated these rumors myself. I have met Larry King, the real Larry King from the credit union. I have actually met the man, talked to him. This was before all this came out. I talked to John DeCamp in person.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have read the Franklin cover-up. I have Troy in West Virginia. Look up Ted Gunderson on, just Google him.
Hey, listen, when you say anything to Troy, he goes, there's no FEMA camps. And I said, Houston Chronicle, he goes, yeah, oh, sure. I mean, he was literally like somebody in the movie Idiocracy going, look, I got one that can read.
Yeah.
I mean, look, it's invincible ignorance, Jeff.
That's the perfect term, yeah.
You know,
ignorance.
He can look up Jim Rothstein.
These people don't want to do the research. Well, they don't want to be bothered with the facts because their mind is made up.
Yeah, I've interviewed Mr. Rothstein. He was a high-level New York detective.
And Ted Gunderson was the head of the L.A. division of the FBI.
Yep, he sure was, ran the whole L.A. operation. And you've known Ted, I'm sure, Alex, for years.
Look, it runs the gamut from, you know, 14-year-old underage ones to blowing kids' heads off. I mean, okay, that's what the globalists do on a fun weekend, is they're all into different stuff. I mean, it's It's just unbelievable. We'll be right back with more calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MediCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MediCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MediCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MediCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MediCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MediCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MediCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MediCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
We'll be right back.
back. We have the highest rate of disease, the most pathetic families. We're the most physically ill. The New World Order has poisoned us, taken the strongest, most loved, most admired people in the world and used all of our weaknesses against us to turn us into a pack of fools, a pack of drooling, gibbering idiots. Now, you've got a huge mass of people getting back into nature, away from the television sets, getting into health. But you see the globalists moving to try to block all that. You see a huge awakening of the New World Order. You see newspaper circulation down by 60-plus percent in the last decade, 10% in the last year. We see cable TV news imploding. We see the Internet, alternative media rising. But the globalists are now moving in with Internet, too, moving in with all these regulations, hate speech. They're moving in to ban file swapping and sharing. Jeff, what are they going to do about the Internet? Because if they don't shut it down, they're going to have a hard row. But if they're able to, they can just sail on through.
This banning of file sharing is the latest, I think, first-class effort that they've made to try to scare people. I don't know. They're flooding the Internet, as we all know, with disinformation people, with psychotics that they nudge in certain directions to do their kind of character assassination and dirt. There's an astonishing level of actually contrived research that's being put out there, which always bothers me. I mean, it's this whole issue of no planes hit the Pentagon and no planes hit the, well, we know no plane in the sense of the Boeing hit the Pentagon, but no planes hit the World Trade Center towers. This stuff's amazing. It's utter fiction, and it does turn some people's heads. So, disinformation
on the
Internet.
It's called poisoning the well, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Disinformation, that's what it is. It poisons the whole medium. That's what their number one line of defense is, if you're thinking in their shoes. But these threats of banning files, that's amazing. And we'll see. They've talked about taxing emails for years and years, and people have even put trial balloons on the Internet, alleged House of Representatives pieces of legislation. They've even named numbers that would tax Internet email. The legislation doesn't exist. It's a complete fraud.
But it has been proposed by the EU. That was in the BBC.
That's right. Now, what they're doing over here, just to go back to the NAU, the North American Union, is the same thing that they did to Europe. And I'm still appalled, Alex, at how easily those wonderful countries of Europe rolled over to the EU.
But then finally last year they rejected EU expansion, and the EU bureaucracy said, we don't care what you want, we're going to continue.
That's right. That's exactly right. Here you have a country, Germany, France, whatever, Sweden, with hundreds and hundreds, if not a thousand years of history, tradition, culture, scientific, intellectual achievement. They rolled over. And they allowed this horrible
virus. But it's the same thing here.
Virus, you know, come in.
Lou Dobbs has had a poll, 99%. In a CNN poll or against the North American Union, what do the politicians say? We're going to instruct the bureaucracy to just do it. Oh, 97% don't want no, toll road taxation grids. Well, we're just going to do it anyways. Oh, 91% don't want open borders. We'll just do it. Oh, 90%+ don't like electronic voting machines. We're just going to do it. Is that not the biggest indicator for these sheep out there? And I call them sheep. You know, at one point, they don't like what's happening, but on the other side, they won't just go berserk to stop it.
Well, they've had the berserk bred out of them by the media, by the control. The last 30, 35 years of this has paid off big dividends for the controllers themselves.
Well, what's wrong with us then? Because I feel, it's not because I'm even a goody two-shoes or some special person. I have an instinct when my people, my country, my world are under attack by a group of criminals. I know we're all in danger from them. I know they're always doing evil stuff. They're openly saying they want to reduce our population forcibly after, quote, the global police state is in. I just want to survive. I just want to fight a threat. How have they bred out of people the will to resist, Jeff?
Through the media. The whole counterculture media of virtual reality. It's now dominant. We have virtual people walking around, especially our younger people and our older people, who have adopted from the media their own lifestyle, their ethos, their ethics, and everything else. It's just an incredible achievement. I hate to use the term.
Yeah,
but that's,
I mean,
what
it's
it
costumes.
Is.
It's costumes, like you said, like a mask.
Yeah.
People literally go look at 100 different subcultures and they pick that, and that's who they are. And folks, I'm not saying it's bad to look some way or be into something. My point is that you better be deeper than just that.
The last gasp was when over 30 million people worldwide took to the streets to protest Bush's pending invasion of Iraq to throw out Saddam Hussein. You know how they played that down? 30 million people worldwide went to the biggest peace demonstration in the history of the planet. The media just brushed it aside. Didn't happen. Doesn't matter. Don't worry about it. Now, who are these people, these men and women in Washington and the Congress, who have sold this country out? Every single one of them who voted for the Patriot Act should be put on trial for treason. And they all voted for it without even having read it. And I've said this before. We talked about it last Monday on my program. If this new Congress, after it's sworn in, within the first 4 weeks, I'll give them 4 weeks, doesn't introduce at least 8 or 10 rock-solid abrogations of these incredibly unconstitutional laws that have been passed and executive orders that have been signed, I'm going to be the first to say I told you so, and you'll be right there with me. Well, these people are phonies.
Yeah,
I don't know what happened to them.
The entire leadership has said that they're going to do nothing. One senator says he's going to introduce a bill.
And it'll end up in committee. It'll get stuck in committee.
And so meet the new boss, same as the old boss. In fact, even worse, Bush has now said, well, at least I can work with the Democrats on amnesty.
Well, I wonder why. Yeah, it's amazing. It's
also,
amazing
by letting the Democrats get in, it then fooled a lot of liberals.
It's misdirection.
That the voting machines really work.
It's all misdirection. How many people do you folks out there listening know who have actually picked up the phone and called your congressman or woman, either at the home office or in D.C., and raised hell with them? How many? Nobody calls. Hardly anyone. If we got 10,000 calls to be directed to the Congress, if we put a big drive together, I'd be shocked. And they'll laugh. 10,000 people. It means nothing. They've got the media. They've got the control of the airwaves. And that's pretty much all they need.
What do we say to, though, the average police officer driving along or a bureaucrat, somebody who in the past snickered at us, but now they know that everything we've been talking about is starting to happen? I mean, what's our message to them? Because if the police, if the military are educated, which a lot of them are now, by the way, if they're educated to the facts and if they don't follow these criminal orders to put people in FEMA camps or go gun confiscate, which they said would never happen, you saw it in New Orleans. What would you say to them, Jeff?
I say it's wonderful. I see no evidence at all. And when I see these jackbooted black combat-wearing cops, a lot of them know better, out there beating people, pushing people, gassing people, tasering people. You sit those people down one-on-one, Alex, and many of them would agree with us. But they're just doing their job. They got a wife and family. They got a mortgage or whatever. And then there's this whole ethic of following orders, of following orders. There's some fear. It's all fear-based, ultimately, anyhow.
Jeff, what do you think is going to happen with the economy? I mean, the dollar...
What economy?
...continues to slide.
15-year low.
And then, meanwhile, they tell us in our news the economy's never been better when every real indice shows it's in the toilet.
Total bull. Again, it's all lies. And repeat the lie often enough, and people begin to accept it. Well, they told us that. Would NBC lie to me? Would our government lie to us? I hear that too often, still to this day. People look at the television, they think they're informed. They pick up the newspaper, they think they're informed. They read Time magazine, they think they're informed. They're not informed. It didn't happen.
Either. Let's take some calls. Let's go ahead and go to, who's up next here? Ed and PA, then James, Tom, Paul. I got to hurry here. Ed, go ahead.
Alex, fantastic show. You got to start talking down to Troy because he doesn't understand half the words you're talking, you're pronouncing. And I want to throw a little jab at the uppies out there, because I live in a trailer out in the boonies here, and I got a doe hanging up outside. I'm butchering up right now, and I know that the uppies will probably be snickering, you know. And
the only thing you have to worry about is mad deer disease, and that's a real deal.
She's a big healthy one. She's about 180 pounds. And I stopped and talked to the cops about 6 months ago, Alex. There were 6 cops in the BP. And I walked in 3 o'clock in the morning, and they look at you like you're doing, like, this guy's coming up to us to talk to us, you know? They can't believe it.
Oh, I know. You're not supposed to do that anymore.
That's a threat. That's a threatening behavior.
And I look them straight in the eye, and I hand them a bunch of papers with the police and military against the New World Order. And I got your papers in there too, Alex. And they took them. And then a couple months later, I was stopped at a DUI checkpoint. And the one cop goes, you're the guy to hand me them papers. He goes, I still got them on my desk. He goes, you know, hey, he's super nice and everything. And they, you know, but don't be afraid to get out there and to confront people.
Well, no, that's the thing. You know, I do hurt the situation sometimes because at a primitive, instinctive level, I get so mad when a cop treats me like a slave or wants to search my car or I see him treating other people like slaves. But I know that that's what they're trying to ingrain into them. And if I just attack them, the psychology's already been set up where the establishment plans for us to fight with them, and then that makes them compact more into their gang mentality. It is so essential to reach out to police and military, especially military. They are totally receptive, especially when they come back and they've seen the lies on our news. They've lived the reality. And our police, you can reach out to them. In fact, I got real mad at the state police cop because she was nuts and was really mean to me last weekend. And so I went wild on air. But, you know, all the other times the state police have actually every time have been fans and have let me go.
And they're still doing their job, though, Alex. They're still wearing black, and the SWAT teams are still running out, knocking down doors. And
well, see, that's certain brainwashed cadres. That was my next point, yeah. So, but all I'm saying is we can reach out to them. And look,
we must reach out to them. We must keep the dialogue going.
Well, I mean, let's go back 10 years ago. You and I would talk about North American Union. And people look at us like we had five heads.
Sure.
Now it's people go, yeah, there's a North American Union. Unless they're a neocon follower, then they'll say, well, George Bush couldn't. I mean, imagine having video of Dick Cheney saying he covered up his CFR membership, and then people send me emails saying it isn't real. He couldn't be. He's against the CFR.
Yeah, well, good luck to them. No. Facts are facts, you know?
Well, I mean, the CFR is publicly sworn to destroy our country.
I know.
And every person that is in a position of power in the government, almost every one of them is a member.
Read the article at Rents.com. Read the material on Infowars.com. We've got that story up and featured stories at the top. Global elite, the global elite, who are they? Read the list. Read the list of members of the Trilateral Commission, and you'll see it. It's right there in black and white.
It certainly is. Thank you for the call. Let's talk to James in Texas. James, welcome.
Alex, wonderful show. This is I've spoken to you before. This is James Bills, the director of Refuge of Last Resort, and you guys are right on the target.
Thank you, James.
In New Orleans, when Katrina hit, no one believed our stories when we came out, even though we had video, still photographs, everything. We were told we were liars. We'd even take news stories, put them on our website. We were told we manufactured them. I don't know how Alex can stand up and do it day to day.
Oh, yeah, I had you on the show, didn't I?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
You guys
talk about our film.
Are you ever going to send me some of the? Some more of the video so I can post it.
I've actually got 12 DVDs ready for you. We're planning on going to Austin. Our films are being released nationwide next week, and I want to take. I told you, you have carte blanche to all of our footage. Anything you want, you can use.
Well, I don't want that. I mean, I might want to use 30 seconds in a film, but I just want to be able to put a few clips on the web and show people. Tell folks the video you got in New Orleans because you have the proof.
One good one that the American press wouldn't touch was of the prisoners in the prison, in the OPP jail, who were abandoned, that was actually handed to me by a prison guard that we put up. We tried to get out everywhere. When the press was saying there were rumors the prisoners were abandoned, but apparently that didn't happen. I had the footage, and they didn't care. The BBC ended up making a documentary about it. We gave them use of all the footage, but the American press wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. And it really happened. That was real. That was... I mean, the footage you can look, you could see the prison, you could see the guards' faces saying, yelling the sheriff's name. You could see a lot of the prisoners. The water was rising and rising. You hear the prisoners rioting. They were setting fires.
Huh.
Press didn't care. The American press did not care.
We also got videos of all the dead, bloated bodies.
We got lots of that. Roy, we have tons of that. In the final version of our film, we actually kind of took some out because a lot of people were, a lot of the Katrina refugees were going into convulsions when they saw it, but we still have a few in there. But, I mean, we have... People who don't believe in FEMA camps live through a Katrina. People who don't believe in FEMA—I mean, you can go to the government's website, and they're proud. They have these, in case there's another disaster, we have these wonderful FEMA camps.
Well, they said in the major papers they're going to put political dissonance in them. I mean,
yeah. They also said right. They said if an emergency doesn't happen, they can use them on potential terrorists.
Potential terrorists.
What is that about?
Terrorist suspects.
Well, I mean, Newt Gingrich is on television saying we need to restrict and shut down websites and free speech isn't good. I mean...
No, that tells you the story. Amazing.
By the way, I said that to this Troy caller, and he's serious, and he said, no, it's not true. And
when I heard him on your show yesterday, I came unglued, and I was trying to get a hold of you since I could not believe the nerve of that guy.
But then he went on to say that I shouldn't be on air, though. See, it's double think. Newt Gingrich didn't say get rid of the free speech, but you don't deserve free speech.
I love how four major press agencies can say a story no one watches, and you repeat it in your show, so you're the bad guy.
Of course, that's the way to... Here, listen to this real quick, Alex. Trilateral Commission members related to the media, just a few of them. David G. Bradley, chairman of Atlantic Media Company, Washington, D.C. Your buddy David Gergen is a member, of course. Donald E. Graham, chairman, chief executive officer, Washington Post Company. Karen Elliott House, senior VP, Dow Jones & Company, the publisher of the Wall Street Journal, New York. Gerald M. Levin, chief executive officer, emeritus, AOL, Time Warner, New York. Fareed Zakaria, editor, Newsweek International, New York. Mort Zuckerman, chairman, editor-in-chief, U.S. News & World Report, New York, etc.
Unbelievable. James, stay there. I want to get your number again off air. We'll talk to you in just a moment. We'll come back and talk to Tom and Paul in the final segment with Jeff Rentz and Rentz.com. I'm Alex Jones. It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Welcome back, Friday edition. I'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., right here on the Genesis Network from the studios of KLBJ 590. Heard from Oklahoma down to Corpus Christi, and on a lot of new affiliates picking up the show. I hope that all of you will visit InfoWars.com and do some of your Christmas purchasing there because we need your support. Plus, we have America, Freedom to Fascism, my new film, Terror Storm, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State. All 15 of my films It's got to be 30-something other films we carry, a bunch of other books, books on tape, got a new 9/11 Inside Job t-shirt for as low as $9.95. It's all about getting the word out, Infowars.com. A lot of big Christmas specials going right now. PrisonPlanet.tv memberships for $5.95 a month. Get a yearly membership and get over 5 months free. PrisonPlanet.tv. Powerful info. Get it. Make copies. Spread the word. Jim, before we run out of time, I want to thank you for coming on today. It's been amazing. Let's take a call here from Tom in Arizona. You're on the air, Tom.
Hey, guys, thanks so much for everything you do. And believe me, people are definitely waking up. I see it all the time. I've been handing out videos, turning over everything, and people
are thousands of times better than it was just 5 years ago.
Oh, my gosh, absolutely, absolutely. Hey, Jeff, I just wanted to say thanks for everything you do, too. I'm really bummed that you and Dr. Lorraine Day have gone in a separate direction because she was such a good guest on your show. Hopefully you guys can work it out.
Well, now, Jeff always turns the other cheek, and you notice Jeff never gets into stuff like that. He just continues to get the info out.
Yeah, and I really appreciate that. Aaron Russo had a great idea on your show that I heard the other day. I think this was Jeff's show I heard where he said, let's take over the Republican Party with a candidate.
Yeah, he wants to flood. Yeah, he wants to flood New Hampshire with tens of thousands of people handing out his video, Alex's video, and literally work within the party to try to take it, usurp it from the power structure. It's an interesting concept.
It is, you know. Why fight the system? You know, go with the flow.
Well, you can certainly get a lot of attention and expose real issues.
That's right.
Yeah, and the other thing I wanted to know if either of you have ever tried to have any of the family. It's a hot topic here in the Phoenix area. Any of the family members of Pat Tillman on? Because boy, they would.
Yes, I've talked. We've talked to Mr. Tillman's brother. We've talked to Pat Tillman's brother. Was it Kevin Tillman?
Yeah.
And he's not ready to come on the air at this time. But boy,
we read his letter. On my program.
Yeah, what a great.
In fact, that reminds me. I got to let you go. We got to take one final call. Paul in Texas, go ahead, Paul.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Jeff, great show. Really had a good time listening to it.
Thank you.
I want to say thanks a lot for both of your websites. I think that they actually have helped me to actually gain a lot of mental stability in the last several years because it's helped me to understand the way that things are going on because it's. You know, reality was presented in school and on television. Didn't make sense.
Well, that's a great compliment. We thank you for that because we are trying to create equilibrium in intelligent people. It's hard to do nowadays.
Oh, it's tough. Well, something that all people, Lynn LaRouche had said, coined a term, or I don't know if he coined it, but he used a term I can't remember, mental, not discordance, but something like that. Dissonance, mental dissonance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when different concepts don't meet. And
cognitive dissonance.
Cognitive dissonance. Thank you very much, yes. And had a lot of that in my life. Anyway, I was just calling about a tiny point, which was I read something a couple weeks ago, and that this is relevant to Mr. Rince's comments about television, in that they have invented a tiny, you know, the white LCDs, you know, that they put in telephones and things like
you
that.
You got 20 seconds.
Okay, just that they've got them so that now they can cycle them at 60 hertz, and they're going to be putting them in all of the flat-screen LCD panels soon, and that's the 60 hertz is the perfect rate for mind control.
Well, there you go. That's right.
It's just getting worse and worse. Jeff Rince, thank you for joining us.
My friend, it's my pleasure. Glad to do it. Thank you.
And we'll see you all back in 23 hours. Just joking, Jeff. 21 hours. Thanks for coming on with us.
You bet.
Have a great weekend, folks. God bless. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.